arrangement is seen by some as a conflict of interest, and for others, it's a deterrent for those wanting to file claims. And because of our reporting, legislative leaders are now calling for change.
The question obviously is this a perfectly functioning system? Evidently not. Otherwise, I don't think we'd be here today.
That's Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham. During a special meeting on Friday, leadership agreed to hire an outside consultant to improve the conditions for all who come forward with claims of misconduct. Also, sexual harassment training will be expanded to include more aides and interns, and possibly lobbyists, and will occur yearly.
All those that have been blessed, who have been honored to serve in this building, the People's Building, want to do everything within our power to ensure that this is a safe, welcoming, dignified, comfortable place for conducting the people's business.
Democratic Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran echoed that concern.
There are actions and rhetoric that have become normalized that are unacceptable and inappropriate. We also have to have a conversation and feedback as to how we change the culture at the Capitol.
Lawmakers decided that a human resources person should immediately be hired. Still, there seemed to be some uncertainty about just how much power this position would have, as Republican Senate Majority Leader Chris Hulbert wondered.
Does that person then handle that issue from start to finish, or does he or she do some sort of a incoming report and evaluation and then refer it to the existing people who are the reporting contacts? I don't know which way is right.
That's something lawmakers will have to decide when they return to the Capitol on January 10th. Any changes to the workplace harassment policy require legislative approval. Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman, a Democrat, says there needs to be a transformation.
The goal probably for most of us is, how do we change the climate? Because if we don't get a climate where these things are prevented, then we have done very little, and all of this has been ineffective in a way.
About 40 aides and interns working at the Capitol submitted a letter to legislative leaders asking for reforms. They want more security, saying they are fearful of having to work with lawmakers under investigation or those they've had problems with. And because no part of a formal complaint is public record, others want more transparency. That issue didn't come up during the meeting. Aaron Hottenstein is the founder of the group Colorado 50-50, which tries to get women to run for elected office. She says the number and type of complaints and the person who was accused should be public.
Ultimately, the voters are the boss of the lawmaker. And so if the media and voters do not have the information about the performance of the lawmaker, they can't do anything about it. They can't, you know, not support them in the next election, or even in a more extreme case, ask them to resign. It is a massive problem that there is not transparency in this system.
On November 10th, we were the first to report allegations about the conduct of Representative Steve Lebsack, a Democrat from Thornton who's running for state treasurer. He's facing two formal complaints, including one from Representative Faith Winter, also a Democrat, as well as allegations from 10 other women. Lebsack denies any wrongdoing. We also broke allegations of sexual harassment against Senators Randy Baumgartner and Jack Tate. Both are Republicans. Additionally, Representative Paul Rosenthal, a Democrat, is facing a complaint from a former roommate. I'm Benta Berkland.